Hello, everyone. This is Robert Middleton of Action Plan Marketing and the Action Plan Marketing Club. And I'm on the phone today with publicity expert Nancy Jutton. And our topic is Main Street Media Savvy. Get seen, heard, and celebrated in your own backyard and beyond. So welcome to the call, Nancy. Great to have you on.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Great. So before we start, I'm going to read a little bit about you to give people a background of who you are. Publicity expert Nancy Jutton is fiercely committed to helping business owners everywhere quickly get up to speed on the best ways to use do-it-yourself publicity to share their messages in the traditional, online, and social media, guiding you to achieve winning results for your product, service, ideas, or cause with time-tested, proven, and easy-to-learn tips without spending a fortune, that's important, and spinning your wheels is her passion and commitment. Nancy is a work-in-the-trenches publicist, media-savvy newspaper columnist, an inspiring speaker, and the creator of the popular Media Savvy To Go publicity kit that has earned raves from business owners and publicity experts from all around the USA. She's also a publicity, that's publicity-tea, workshop trainer, who inspires business owners to take control of their media opportunities through consistent winning actions every day. Her niche is serving clients with products or services that one day have the qualities to earn Oprah's attention. Seattle Chocolate Company, Olympic Hot Tub Company, and Affirmagy are a few examples. She's written hundreds of press releases since starting her career in public relations in 1997. She has written even more story pitches that have earned media attention in national magazines, such as Oh, the Oprah Magazine, More, Essence, and Success, as well as local newspapers and business journals in the Puget Sound region and beyond. So you have a lot of experience in this, Nancy. Tell us just a little bit about how you got started in the first place.
Well, this is a funny story. I like to say I went from desperate housewife to PR diva. It all started with the desire to earn enough money to buy better crackers. It's so true.
Okay.
You know how it is when you have two incomes and you go to one? I had a baby. I stayed home for a year. We were working to make the grocery budget go twice as far with half the money.
Right.
And so I'd be making the decision, do I want to buy the Nabisco brand wheat crackers for $2.99, or do I want to buy two boxes of generic brand wheat crackers for 99 cents, and I'd come home with my $2 victory, and my husband said, Nancy, if the crackers taste good, it's a value, and if they don't, they'll petrify in the pantry and we'll be no better off. And I thought, oh my gosh, I have got to get out of the house and into some kind of productive career, and public relations was really where I had the greatest skill. And so today, in the world of small worlds, I do the publicity for La Panzanella, which is one of the world's finest Italian rustic gourmet crackers. So it's funny the
Does
way...
Does that mean you get free unlimited crackers?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, I do, and I couldn't be more happy about it. So that's how it all started, with a desire for better groceries. And now my business is so busy, I'm too busy to cook. So it just goes to show, if you follow your passion, you know, good things do unfold.
That's great. So you've ended up working with all kinds of companies in all kinds of ways. Now, as you know, the people on this call are independent professionals. There's coaches, consultants, trainers, speakers, financial planners, and all kinds of self-employed professionals. And PR can apply to those kind of businesses as well. And folks talk about getting free publicity, but what does it really do for their business? Is it worth putting in the effort to do it, et cetera? So what's your take on free publicity for independent professionals?
Well, I'm an independent professional, and I can't say enough about the power free publicity has done to build my brand and my reputation and bring more perfect clients to my door. Who among us independent professionals doesn't need more of that? And the beauty of free publicity is if you pitch your story to the right media outlets, instead of meeting people one-to-one over lunch or one-to-one at a networking meeting, your message can travel across the entire backyard of your community and with so much efficiency and so much credibility that the phone actually rings with people wanting to do business with you. I can't say enough about the more success with greater ease that can result for everyone who puts publicity to work for their business.
So as we get into this, we're going to learn some of the tips and techniques to do that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I found out about you, Nancy, through the social media site Biznic, and I posted a question about the fact that I'm mediaphobic, and where does one start if one is mediaphobic? And I think other people are mediaphobic as well for various reasons. And a few people suggested I ask you the question, and you gave a really great long response, and then we talked, and I could really see you had a lot of enthusiasm for this. So how do you get started? What are the first steps in starting to get media exposure?
Well, the first thing is to remember that everyone wants to sell more products or services or have more perfect clients. And if that is your need or want, most people in the media will say, if that's your approach, go buy some advertising.
Right.
If you want to be seen, heard, and celebrated in the media, the real art is figuring out why what you do and how you do it and the contribution that you're making is newsworthy. Is it timely, newsworthy, relevant, interesting, and local? That is the ideal recipe to earn media attention. These are challenging times for people all across America, and people are looking for answers, perspective, commentary about how to navigate these rocky waters to advantage in the worst of times. If you are a financial planner who has unique perspectives in this regard, there are plenty of media avenues where your ideas and perspectives will be welcome, and then you'll be seen, heard, and celebrated for helping people navigate, and then the phone will ring, and you'll have more people engaging your services so that they can make their retirement dreams come true under your guidance.
So we're going to get into the techniques of the sort of the channels of the media later, you know, whether it's pitch letters or articles or press releases or social media, et cetera. But the question I have first is, and I think this is the issue for almost everybody, is how, you know, I'm just a consultant. I'm just a, you know, a financial planner or a trainer or whatever. How do I think through my business and come up with a unique line that the media would, in fact, be interested in? And I know this is why one hires a publicist. This is the first thing you do, right?
Sure.
You know, and we're going to give links to Nancy later if you want to get help from Nancy. But nevertheless, we want to give you a few ideas that you might be able to use anyway. So, how do I emerge with something newsworthy if inherently I don't feel very newsworthy? If you get what I'm saying.
Well, I understand that question, and I just invite everyone who feels that way to turn that perspective to its side a little bit. You're an expert in whatever it is.
Right.
And there are plenty of other people who do not share that expertise who have problems that only you can solve because you happen to have mastery over a particular subject matter. So I guess the simple way to answer that question would be, and I often say this to my clients, when you lay awake at night and dream and imagine where you would like to be seen, heard, and celebrated, what media outlets are perfect where your perfect client are paying attention?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the Puget Sound Business Journal? Is it the New York Times? Is it Oprah Magazine? What is it? The first thing you need to think about is who is your ideal client? And try to put as much specificity on that as possible.
Sure.
Then you say, well, what are they reading, listening, or watching? And then you really do have to start paying attention to those media outlets so you can have some sense of what they're about and how your expertise could add value to the readers, the viewers, the listeners. I'm going to bring this down to a real micro level since a lot of your people are independent business professionals. The American City Business Journals is one of the premier business journals in America, and they have the Puget Sound Business Journal, the Portland Business Journal, business journals all over major cities across America. If the only thing you did as an independent professional who is a professional service provider were to pay attention to the American City Business Journal in your backyard to start getting a sense of the format and the kind of articles that they write about and the kinds of things where you could fit in, you're going to know that that's the right place. The other thing you can do is you can go to the media kit, which is posted online for most of these venues, and ask for their editorial calendar. And that will tell you when they're planning to write about business, finance, and investment, or healthcare reform, or environmental consulting, or construction and engineering. If you have expertise in any of these little niche areas, you can anticipate those editorial opportunities and send an inquiry about how you can add value for the readers. It's always about adding value for the viewers, not necessarily about selling you. And
right.
That's true in anything that you do if you're trying to make a good connection.
Well, I can actually give an example of this.
Oh, good.
Is that there's a magazine called Choice, which is the magazine for coaches, and I did look at their editorial calendar, and the one coming up was the money issue, making money in your business and the struggle to make money as a coach. So I sat down and I wrote an article, a 1,500-word article, on something overcoming under-earning.
Oh, good.
And the fear of rejection, which are very much related. You know, because of the fear of rejection, we don't earn. And I wrote that article, and I submitted it, and they actually accepted it, and it's going to be coming out in the next issue. So,
well, and how many of your perfect clients are going to see that?
Well, quite a few. I can't remember the exact number of people that subscribe, but coaches are right in my target market.
So let me say this about that. I'm sure it took you a few hours to write this article,
mm-hmm.
correct? And if how many people need to pick up the phone to sign up for your newsletter or join your Action Plan Marketing Group or engage you in some other way for those 2 or 3 hours of article writing to pay off for you?
Oh, not many. I mean, a couple people sign up for my club and it pays for itself.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That is the beauty of public relations, is that if you have expertise that you can share in an article, an interview, and it actually gets spread over a wider kettle of potential perfect clients, with great impact and efficiency, you can earn credibility with those people and invite them to actually take action to get in touch with you. If you're actually answering the phone and getting to yes faster, what is that worth to you in your business? It's
right.
priceless. There are many people that would much rather spend a lot of money on advertising because it's easier, but it's not necessarily more effective. And that's the thing I would like everyone on the call to pay attention.
Well, and the truth is, for most independent professionals, advertising isn't very effective.
And it's not even in the budget.
No, and that's why I'm always recommending things like speaking and networking and joint ventures and teleclasses and all of those. But we really need to think of adding medium publicity to that, because in the same way, it can be done very inexpensively. So what you're saying first is look at the media, look at the websites, look at the blogs, look at the business journals, the magazines that your potential clients are reading, and then get a sense of them first before you approach them. Look at the editorial calendar or the kind of content, et cetera, and then you can make your first move.
Absolutely. And can I offer an example of how this works?
Yes.
Sometimes people say, well, I'll just write a press release and I'm going to send it to the world with one click and I will have done my job.
Right.
I'm waiting for the Red Sea to part and for everyone to come beating a path to my door.
Yeah, that silver bullet publicity, right?
And it's so disappointing.
Right.
It never really unfolds in that way. But if you take a little bit more time to think about it, I'm going to give you an example from La Panzanella, my gourmet Italian cracker company. No one had ever told the business story behind this remarkable gourmet success in the Puget Sound region, which is where they are headquartered.
Uh-huh.
No one had ever told their story. I spoke with the owner and found out that he quadrupled sales since buying the company since 2003, and I learned that there were some 5 essential lessons that he learned in growing his business that could be potentially beneficial to other people in a similar scenario. So I knew that there was a reporter at the Puget Sound Business Journal that covered food manufacturing, and I knew if I said, I'm bringing this to you first because this is your beat, the story has never been told, and there are 5 essential lessons from which this business has benefited that your readers can profit. Here's the background. Here's the detail. Have I captured your interest? I'll call you in a couple days unless I hear from you first.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 20 minutes later, he wrote back. He said, I'm interested. And now the interview's happening this Friday. Because I demonstrated in my email pitch that I knew he was the right guy to write about this, that I was giving it to him before I gave it to anyone else, and that I gave him proper support so that he had enough juice to work with to demonstrate to his editor that he had the perfect story. And anyone can follow that same recipe and have a similar result. And it is so rewarding because it took me, I spent 30 minutes writing a thoughtful email that saw, heard, and celebrate him for the job he's doing and made his job easier to pick up the fork and pierce my story. And now we're going to be consuming fabulous news in a couple of weeks, and I can hardly...
Right. So the article is going to be, here's a local company that did well, and they often do articles like that in the Business Journal.
Yes, I happen to know that there's a growing your business section, and
right.
I've read enough of those stories to know that it's you have to be above a certain amount of revenues, you have to have above a certain number of employees, you have to have learned five essential lessons from which the readers can profit, and you have to be local. It met the recipe.
Right.
He served it up on a platter. He said yes. It was decisive and immediate. I want to give you another example. I subscribe to a service called PR Leads, which sends me active media queries every day from national and local media people who are looking for experts. And I got something from Forbes magazine just yesterday looking for financial planners who were looking for people who where the wife was earning more than the husband, and how was that shaken out in the marriage, and did they have any specifics to share about how to navigate what can be somewhat rocky territory. It just so happened I was at the gym yesterday and talking to a financial planner who was in this very same scenario. So I sent this lead to this financial planner firm today, and she got an interview with Forbes. How immediate is that?
How amazing is that from her to the gym?
From the treadmill to the pages of Forbes magazine with less than 24 hours. So if you are paying attention to the media opportunities and you are sharing your replies in a way that lets the reporter do their job without having to sift through a lot of buy me detail,
right.
You're set up to succeed. That's a big shift for a lot of people who are just trying to get to the next client.
Right.
Think about it from the standpoint of how their readers will benefit, why this is new, why this is compelling. I hope that answers the question.
It does, and that's really a really good start. So I want to take sort of a look at something else that I think is very important that you emphasize that a lot of people don't know about. Many business owners are very busy. They just want their ideal clients to find them faster. And you have a couple ways of tried and true outlets that you found to help them get this mission accomplished. And one is called Google. Put your business on the Google map, and Yelp.com. Can you tell us a bit about both of those?
Oh, sure. Well, let's face facts. If you're doing professional services, if you're doing anything at all that's high involvement, 94% of the people are going to Google you before they call you.
Sure.
And what you want is for people to be able to find you faster. So if you Google, which is, one of the preeminent search engines, actually has a way for you to put your business on the Google map, you can sign up for a free Google account, and then you can actually put your customer, your company, on the Google map with a profile. And with your profile, you can include photos of your products, video of you in action, links to testimonials. It's very robust. I just put this to the test 2 weeks ago for my own business, Main Street Media Savvy. So if you Google Main Street Media Savvy, my Google map shows up like number 3 on page 1 of a Google search. And if you click there, you get my whole company story and have access to photos and videos and access and information that helps people get to yes a whole lot faster. The beauty of this, it's free to do. It takes like less than 5 minutes to set up. And then when you check your Google rankings, there you are. How much easier can it be?
So if I do this, if people look up Action Plan Marketing, they're going to find my Google map.
I hope so. Have you done it already?
I have not done it yet.
Oh, well, just for fun, I'm just typing in right here. I know this is...
If you put in Action Plan Marketing, I'm going to be at the top anyway, but not with a Google map.
I'm just checking with my own company name to see what happens when the Google search comes up.
Right.
It comes up number three on page one.
Yeah.
And how cool is that? So that's one easy, squeezy, lemon easy way to help people find you faster.
Note that technical term, easy, squeezy, lemon easy. I love that stuff.
Oh, good. Well, here's another one.
Okay, and so we're going to give you a link to this, and don't have it in the recording, but just look in the transcript, and it's Main Street Media Savvy. Want to put your business on the Google map? Here's how. So there's an article there that will help you.
Excellent.
Okay, good.
And I'm telling you, a lot of people say, oh, I don't have time for PR. I don't have time for any of this. If you don't have 5 minutes to do this, then you deserve everything you get.
Yes.
Okay.
So you might not have a lot of videos and stuff, but you can put a few things up. You can find something, for goodness sake.
Well, like, yeah, you can.
And then you can add to it later, right?
Yes, absolutely. Because the key is, make it easy to buy, easy to own, easy to refer. Those are tips that my good colleague and former client, Alice Cunningham of Olympic Hot Tub, has always said. Easy to buy, easy to own, easy to refer. If they can't find you, you can't get to square one. So
right.
Make it easy for people to find you.
The fact that you're there on Google, because Google is so popular, adds a little bit more credibility. Sure, they'll click through to your site as well, hopefully, but this just adds a little edge.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost you anything.
Exactly.
And for the return you get, it's well worth it.
Okay. Now, the other one is one I hadn't heard before called Yelp, YELP.com. What is Yelp all about?
Yelp is a customer review site that also has very robust search engine optimization. We've all heard that having a third-party endorsement of your product or service is a really great way to get people to feel more comfortable saying yes to you. If you go to Yelp and set up an account for your business,
and it's free again, right?
It's free. You can set up your action plan marketing account at Yelp, and then you can send an electronic newsletter or make a blog post or send an email to your 10 or 15 most loyal, delighted, happy clients.
Mm-hmm.
And invite them to visit that site and give them your Yelp link and say, I would be so honored if you would make a comment about the experience you've had working with me as a member of the marketing club.
Right.
And if they go there and actually say something and post their picture there and say, this is the best thing I've done for my business since I opened my doors and business has escalated threefold since Robert Middleton showed me the way.
We can only hope.
Well, you know, but that's
yeah.
A beautiful thing. They can give you a 1, 2, 3, 4, or a 5-star rating.
Right.
Well, the same thing happens when people do a Google search. The Yelp reviews come up.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about a Yelp review is you, the business owner, cannot doctor it.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, John Smith goes in and says Robert Middleton is the greatest thing since sliced bread, you can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there it is. Some business owners are fearful that former unhappy clients might go to Yelp and say something unfavorable. But even the CEO and founder of Yelp said that favorable reviews outpace unfavorable reviews by a 6-to-1 ratio.
Mm-hmm.
And if your 10 best clients go and say that you are a 5-star service provider that they would not hesitate in recommending to anybody serious about growing their business, when people land there and see that, it just makes it that much easier for them to get to yes.
Right.
Here again, it is free to do. It takes virtually minutes to set up. And the influence that it can have is priceless because those links live on forever, indefinitely on the
right.
Internet. And so if of all the top 10 things that come up on page one of a Google search are your website, your blog, your Google map, your Yelp reviews that give you 5-star ratings, and you have a serious customer standing on the line trying to decide, is this a good risk? Do I want to take it? You've just made it a whole lot easier for that person to get to yes, and isn't that really what it's all about?
Absolutely. You know, in a previous interview with Jason Alba on social media, we talked about your profile and recommendations on LinkedIn, which is kind of similar. But it sounds like this is more accessible to search engines. I don't know exactly what the parallel is, but might as well do both.
Yes, I think so. The thing about LinkedIn, which is great, is that people like to do business with people they like, trust, and respect. And when you're linking in with people, by definition, you've all met that criteria. So if someone you know, like, and respect says that Robert Middleton's the greatest action plan marketing guide on earth, you're that much closer to believing it because you know and like and trust that guy, and it feels like less of a risk.
Right.
With the posts that get posted to Yelp, hopefully most of them know who you are. But if
sure.
you are someone who sells products,
sure.
for example, like Kentucky Fried Chicken or Jamba Juice or some kind of an item that maybe you never met that person and worked personally with them in a teleseminar,
sure.
you don't really know all those people because
no.
you're just going to the store to buy whatever you have.
Well, I certainly don't know everybody in the club. They know me, but I don't know them.
Right.
But nevertheless.
You know, but if someone says, like one of my clients makes these purse hangers called Zook Hooks that keep your purse off the ground and add a bit of bling at the same time and make sure that your purse is always free from germs. It's a great thing.
Hmm.
And people everywhere I go with, you know, I carry one of these around with me, and people say, where did you get that? And I really love that, and da-da-da-da-da. People are very passionate about these little products. So if they go on to Yelp and say, my Zook Hook purse hanger is the greatest thing I've ever done to protect my purse investment and protect my family from germs, and you should have some too, hot dog hallelujah. That's really great for Zook Hook.
Exactly. So everybody, check out the Google map and check out Yelp.com. And put a little time into it. You know, it's like, oh, well, I didn't get around to it. Well, get around to it. These are not hard to do. They don't take a lot of time. And over a period of time, you get that visibility and credibility that's there all the time. It's working for you 24 hours a day.
You get the return within minutes of doing it. And
yep.
that is the thing that I think that people get hungry for is people get compelled with shiny, bright object disease, and they go to the next shiny, bright object before they finish whatever they've started.
Right.
The beauty of these two things is that if you did the Google map today and the Yelp account tomorrow, you are golden because the day after, those search engine results are returning favorably for your business, and you don't have any time to waste. This is a challenging economy. You need more of the right people showing up now.
Yeah.
So why would you delay something that's so immediate and within your control?
Nancy, I love what you're saying, and thanks for other, you know, I love it that other people are saying the same kind of thing I'm saying. It's about action, it's about targeting, it's about focus, et cetera. Okay, let's get on to the next one, and we're going to cover some of these sort of basic PR tools that you've all heard about, but maybe aren't very good at, and we'll spend a little bit of time on the basics of them. And so these are targeted pitch letters, bylined articles, press releases, and responding to active media queries. So what's a targeted pitch letter? Who do we send it to? When do we send it? How do we use that tool?
Well, a targeted pitch letter is the quintessential way to see, hear, and celebrate the media outlet where you most want to be seen.
Okay.
And what that is a... earlier in this call, I said, you know, I knew that Steve Wilhelm was the food manufacturing reporter for the Puget Sound Business Journal. I was familiar with his work. I knew what kind of stories he writes. I knew that my story about La Punzanella would be perfect for him.
Yep.
So I wrote an email to Steve Wilhelm. I put a sassy, provocative comment in the subject line that I knew would grab his attention.
Which was what?
Oh, gosh, let me find that. I will look for that.
Okay.
While we're talking, and I said to him, as the food manufacturing reporter for the Puget Sound Business Journal, I know you're always interested in interesting local stories about companies overcoming great odds to achieve great things, and I'm bringing you just such a story today, and here's the gist of it.
Okay, very, very straightforward with an emphasis on the benefit. Now, can I send that from my business as opposed to a publicist sending that like you did?
Absolutely.
Okay. Doesn't make a lot of difference, you don't think?
Well, the difference is, I always like to tell the story. When I started my business in 2001, I was not number one ranked on Google for do-it-yourself publicity or publicity expert or Bellevue publicist or anything else like that. I was just hanging up my shingle trying to find good story placements for clients that were trusting me to do my job.
Mm-hmm.
A good approach is better than a fancy name every day of the week.
Uh-huh.
Today, 8 years later, when people see my name in their inbox, they open my email because I've earned a reputation of being really good at what I do. But if you learn how to do this from experts like me and do make an excellent approach, it doesn't matter if it comes from a publicist or from you. If you make a good approach, you've got a good story, and good stories always stand on their own merit.
Mm-hmm.
So put that to rest.
So what should be in this pitch letter?
First
of all, great headline, great reason right off the top. It's no beating around the bush. We've got a good story for you of real interest that will interest your readers, and here it is. Basically, that's what you're saying here.
Yeah, what did I say here? The first thing is, can I just read this to you?
Please.
The headline says, Nancy Jutton sharing a food manufacturing story to business success that is paved with Italian artisan-made crackers and useful lessons from which others can benefit. A little long upon re-reflection, but it didn't stand in my way of getting what I wanted.
Right.
Okay. Then I say, hi, Steve. We've worked together over the years to break food manufacturing stories from the likes of Franz Chocolates, Alberto Sausage Company, and Talking Rain Beverage Company. Today I come to you with a food manufacturing story about Better Crackers that hails from Tukwila, Washington. The good news is that the business story behind this award-winning company has never yet been told, and there are some powerful lessons the owner has learned from which other business owners can most definitely benefit. I'm bringing this story to you first because I believe the readers of the Puget Sound Business Journal will want to know more about this local company and benefit from the lessons the owner has learned since taking ownership of the company in 2003. That was my lead paragraph.
Okay.
I told him, you know me. We've worked together. I've got something just for you, and it's got great lessons from which your readers can profit.
Sure.
Ding, ding, ding.
Sure.
Then I have another paragraph that explains the company, offers an active link to the website so the reader can learn more. The news hook is that this profitable company that enjoys national distribution of its award-winning Croccancini line of gourmet crackers is introducing a new line of spicy artisan-made Italian crackers called Fieri. And then I say, blah, 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 since the Growing Your Business features within the newspaper typically share useful lessons, here are a few to capture your interest. And then in bullet point format, I offer 7 amazing lessons that are newsworthy, interesting, and provocative. Then I say, Steve,
And those are around how they built their business,
yeah,
or
I
how
say
they...
it pays to narrow focus and apply... It pays to narrow focus and apply focus to a high-growth potential product while never compromising on quality.
Mm-hmm.
Attention to production, operations, management, and manufacturing best practices delivers powerful dividends for productivity and profitability.
Mm-hmm.
New, well-maintained production equipment beats repairing old equipment every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on distribution. Earning yes decisions from quality specialty food retailers and national grocery store decision makers lends powerful fuel to achieving national distribution. When you have winning recipe, extend the line and offer your customers choices for quantity. Welcome international distribution. Create new product lines to reflect changing tastes. The Spicy Fieri line is coming to market in June of 2009. So basically, I have little headlines. It's not buy me, buy me, buy me. It's,
sure.
These are the useful lessons this business owner has learned to quadruple his business since buying it in 2003. Who among us would not want to be in this gentleman's shoes quadrupling our business in such a short period of time? He must be doing something right. Maybe we have something to learn.
And I'd like to say that this also taps into what I call my contribution factor. That is, by getting this article published, it helps other people, which is a good thing.
Absolutely.
Plus, it helps the cracker manufacturer because more people hear about them. So it's all good, always.
Absolutely. And then the other thing that you want to include, which is where the sitting down and doing the work is involved, I say, Steve, I have a backgrounder, a bio, and a photo, and a press release to share that offers even more details to support your potential reporting. Can I compel you to read more and set up a meeting with this local business owner who's successfully growing his company even in these daunting times? I'll follow up with you in a few days unless I hear from you first. Thank you for your consideration. Looking forward to taking the next step. So you do want to have a press release, a backgrounder, a photo, ready to shoot when he says he wants it.
Right.
Because when you do, that's exactly what happened. He says, yes, I want more. Then in the next email, I'm able to send him exactly what he wants, and he gets it in record time. And the beauty for the business owner is we've taken the time to explain you know, it all started here in a little log cabin in Minnesota, and look at us today.
and you're making it easy for the reporter, as opposed to, you know, we have a business that we think is really good. I think you might like to interview him, give me a call, is not going to do anything. It's too much work on their part.
Absolutely. And then just, I mean, that is it. That is it. That is the beauty of doing publicity properly. Because when you say, here's the press release, here's the backgrounder, here's a photo of the product, you have just made it so easy for this reporter to get his job done. And when you do that, you always win. Because if you are a time-strapped, deadline, burdened professional who has been there, done that, got the T-shirt for the last 25 years, you want to earn his esteem immediately rather than make it hard for him to do his job. It's really all about customer service.
Right.
And you know something else I've done in the past that's really worked well? You know, what was it, 2 years ago in April, there was this horrible scare with pet food, and pet owners were afraid of what to feed their pets for fear that they would...
Oh, because the pet food from China was adulterated with some bad stuff.
Yes, it was big, big news, and it was front page all over America. And a local company called me and said, I serve organic dog food, and my phone is ringing off the hook. I think I have a solution to people's angst right now that can help them bridge this difficult time. And I said, I think you do too. I think that's really a good answer. And so rather than saying to the reporter, buy Darwin's Natural Pet Products because that's the only answer.
Right.
The big story is, what do troubled pet owners feed their pets right now? And
because that they can be sure is going to be safe.
Right. And so I wrote to the reporter and I said, this is a question on the minds of anyone who loves pets. And here in Seattle, people love their pets. More people have pets than children. So pets... Pets are a big deal here.
Yeah.
So I said, would it interest you to know that there are three natural pet food companies here in the Seattle area that are all having escalating demand for their products? They are A, B, and C manufacturers. In fact, my client, Darwin's Natural Pet Products, said, quote, unquote, quote, unquote, quote, unquote.
Yes.
Not only did I help the reporter get access to my client, who was the person who called me, I was also able to help the reporter contribute to the reporter by saying, and here are two other local food companies that make pet food that is natural, and I'm making it easier for him or her to do the interviews because they don't want to have to go searching.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I was spreading the net over a wider kettle of pet food providers, my client landed on the front page of the paper, and I ended up looking like a superstar for having made it happen. And it was a bigger story than this guy selling more pet food. A lot of people need to be buying better pet food right now.
And I'm sure that helped his sales.
Oh, yes.
A lot.
Oh, yes. And so
yeah.
That sort of gets to that topic of making a contribution. You know, yes, you want to sell more products or services. Yes, you want more of the right people to show up. But if the issue is bigger than you are and there are other people that can also contribute to the conversation, that makes for better newspaper reporting, and that if you're the person that brings it to the newspaper reporter, you always look better for being generous.
Right. So, very good. So that's sort of a primer, you might say, on targeted pitch letters. Know who the media is, know certain publications, know what's happening in, you know, just in the news at the moment, and see if something that you have could be a story, and then pitch it to them with benefits to their readers, not just buy me, buy me, buy me.
Absolutely.
Okay. So obviously there's a lot of moving parts in there, a lot of things that you have to do, but that's the basics and that's a great place to start. Okay, let's look at bylined articles in traditional online and social media. You know, mostly I've done articles through my e-zine, some through social media. The last article I did for Biznik, for instance, was the most popular article for 2 weeks, getting over 2,000 people reading it.
You're a rock star.
Yeah, at least in Biznik. And I've done a few other things. But we've talked about articles with other people, but I'd love to get your take on on articles, traditional, online, and social media.
Okay. Well, let's say there are some people in your action plan marketing group who want to be known as experts in their field. One of the best ways to earn that reputation is to write articles and have them appear in the media that your ideal clients are reading or watching or paying attention to.
Like Choice Magazine, like Biznik, et cetera.
Like the Puget Sound Business Journal, like
sure.
The Snohomish County Business Journal. There's so many different avenues. The benefit of it is this. You know, a lot of people say to me, but what I really want is a column in the New York Times.
Yeah, don't we all?
And I'm thinking, well, good for you. You have to start somewhere. So what newspaper, magazine, or venue in your own backyard could you contribute to on a regular basis to develop a track record as a quality contributor of useful, savvy, and provocative content?
Mm-hmm.
And then those of us who get what we want usually ask for what it was that we wanted in the first place. And so one of the things you can do is read that publication over a period of time, notice that other bylined articles are appearing, and thinking, you know you want it when you have print envy. Your colleague or your friend or your neighbor across the way in the newspaper, and you're not, and it's making you mad. And you say to yourself, if he can be in the paper with whatever he has to bring to the party, then I should be able to be in the paper too, and why haven't I gotten started any sooner? And so you just ask. You basically send a, it's the same kind of thing sending a targeted pitch letter. I'll tell you something from my own example, my own life. I wanted to earn a media savvy column in the Puget Sound Business Journal, which is the most well-read Puget Sound journal, business journal in this region of the country, Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I couldn't get it right out of the box because they're really picky over there and very particular. But there's another quality business journal in town called the Snohomish County Business Journal, and I was speaking to the editor about
it. Is it also related in the same network?
No, they're not even in the same family. Totally
separate. Okay.
And I was talking to her, and she was late for a call, and she says, I'm so sorry I was late. I was kept way too long at the Marysville Chamber of Commerce because everyone there wanted to know how to earn editorial attention, and I had to stay and help them know how to do it. And I said, boy, that sounds like a really hot topic. And she says, it sure is. I was there an hour longer than I'd planned. And I thought, there's my opening. And I said, tell me, would it serve the readers to have a regular column in your business journal that would help people navigate how to get in the paper? And not only the paper, but in every other media that would matter to them, to hear from an expert who could show them time-tested and proven ways to get the job done. She said, what a great idea. Let me talk to my editor about that. And then about a week later, she said, we want you to write that column. Are you willing? And I said, yes.
Why, funny you should ask.
So for 6 months, I'm writing these columns, and 750 words, I'm not selling, I'm sharing, I'm making a contribution. The readers are loving it. The editors are loving it. I was proud of the content, but I knew the big, shiny, bright object on my horizon was I wanted a column in the Puget Sound Business Journal. So as luck and timing would have it, I got invited to a Women of Influence event here in Seattle a couple Novembers ago. And I'd never met the publisher, but I asked someone I knew there to introduce me to him. He had a glass of wine. I said, hi, Emery Thomas. I'm Nancy Jutton. I've been writing for the Business Journal as a ghostwriter for the last 8 years. It's so nice to meet you. And he smiled. And I said, I'm here to make a request. I'm going to make a big, hairy, audacious request. And all I'm asking is for you to consider it. And he smiled. And then I said, I've been writing a media savvy column for the Snohomish County Business Journal, and what it's about is do-it-yourself publicity and how to help people earn their own publicity without spending a fortune. The readers love it. The publisher loves it. It's helping thousands and thousands of people. My big, hairy, audacious goal was for your newspaper to consider bringing this information to your readers. And then I said, when I have 6 really great months of columns to demonstrate what a powerful contributor I am, would you do me the honor of taking a look at them?
Uh-huh.
What could he do? He said, you know what? Fair enough. I'll be happy to look.
Sure.
And I said, let me get you another glass of wine. That's all I needed to know. Thank you very much. Enjoy your evening. Less than 5 minutes. So when my 6 months of columns were in the can, I wrote to him. I said, you may remember me making that big, hairy, audacious request at the Women of Influence Banquet. Here are my 6 columns. I would be so honored if you would consider, blah, blah, blah. And I said, and the reason this is more timely now than ever before is because yada, yada, whatever. I'd be so honored to earn your consideration.
Yep.
Okay. 2 weeks later, I get an email from the small business section editor, and he says, "We want your column. Here's the paperwork."
So you didn't do a new column. You did the same column, but it was in both papers.
Well, no. Their only request was that I discontinue writing for the other papers so that they could have me exclusively. And I said, okay, if that's the way we're going to do it, can I request a 3-month delay so that I can exit gracefully from my current commitment and do a great launch job when we start in September?
Yeah.
And he said, yes, we can do that. And I've been writing for them for almost 2 years now. And so when in doubt, ask for what you want because you just might get it.
Now, did you say some of your articles had been reprinted in other business journals around the country?
Yes. The neat thing about the Puget Sound Business Journal is it's part of the American City Business Journal family.
Right.
And several of my articles have run in San Antonio, Sacramento, Houston, Seattle, Portland. Once you get into the system, the other small business editors across the country can have access to your content, and if they consider it good, they'll run with it. And how much more efficient is it for you to get seen, heard, and celebrated in your own backyard and beyond than to have a family of newspapers use all your content everywhere they are?
Right.
So, but here's the thing. It's not easy to get a column right out of the box. And so I often say to people, start with a lot of a la carte article submissions to a variety of publications that are right for your message and serve your people. Because most people are information overloaded and they can't remember where they saw you last. They just remember they keep seeing you everywhere, and you must be somebody special if you're in all these different publications. It just makes it that much easier for people to get to yes faster.
Right. Now, in most cases, you don't write the article and just send it. You send a pitch letter for the article as well, right?
Absolutely.
So here's my idea for the article. Here's a basic outline. What do you think?
Well, that's pretty much it. I'll just give you specific wording that I've used on more than one occasion that you can use, too, and have great success. You say, I see you've got a healthcare quarterly coming up in June of 2009. Here it is May 1st, and I'm connecting with you because I'm an expert in this aspect of healthcare and have an article idea that relates to this trend, why it matters, and what readers can do about it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a link to my website, my bio, and my executive headshot. And here are links to other articles that I've written that demonstrate my writing skill and provocative style of sharing information. I can't wait to talk with you about this article idea and how it will serve your readers. I will call you in a few days unless I hear from you first. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And they never.
So how often have you done that similar kind of letter?
Oh, God. Thousands of times.
What's your hit rate?
Oh, God, 80%.
No kidding. So listen to that, everybody. You know, by writing a well-considered, targeted article to the right person at the right time with a good idea, and these have been articles that you've written for yourself, and you're pitching yourself, right, in many cases, yes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This is not just for her clients. And, you know, a well-written letter, and with a good focus, you've got to remember that these papers and these magazines and publications are looking for content. If they don't have content, they don't have a magazine. And you'll do it, and you'll do it for free.
Yep.
And, you know, if you know what you're doing and there's a lot of credibility there, why wouldn't they take it? So you might not get 80% to start, but, you know, if you got 50%, it would be pretty good.
Well, and here's the thing. I love telling this story because it could have knocked me over with a feather. I wanted to get known beyond my own backyard. I've been writing this column for, you know, 19 months or 2 years or something. I get this call from this business owner in Napa Valley, which is beyond the Seattle backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I've been reading your column for quite some time. I think a lot of it. I'm coming to Seattle. I've got a project. I'm wondering if you would take a meeting with me. And I said, sure. So I go and meet this fellow, and we have a very good conversation, and he has this notebook in his hand. And I said, well, what do you got there? And he said, well, let me show you. And the first, it was a notebook with 5 tabs, and the first tab had all of my Puget Sound Business Journal columns printed neatly with yellow highlighting. The second tab had all of my Snohomish County Business Journal columns printed and with yellow highlighting. The third tab was pages from my blog, MainStreetMediaSavvy.com, that he had printed and saved. The fourth tab was my newsletters that he had printed and saved, and I can't remember.
Sounds like he was stalking you.
I know, but it was like I sat there with my mouth open, and then, you know, there was this pregnant pause, and he says to me, "As you see, Nancy, I'm a big fan of your work. There is no beauty contest here. You're the only one I'm talking to take on my five-figure project. Will you do it?"
Well, let me think about that.
And so the reason I tell this story is sometimes, whether you're blogging, writing an article, doing whatever, there's this fear and self-doubt that nobody's reading your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to waste my time and send my stuff out into the world and not have anybody reading it. The fact of the matter is, if you're strategic about where you place your information so that it gets seen by the right kinds of people, the right people are going to show up. And how many five-figure projects do you need for that two-hour investment of writing an article to pay off for you?
Right.
So, not to go on and on, but there are article directories on the Internet. My favorite is ezinearticles.com.
Yes.
You can post articles there for free, and they even have a reports function within ezinearticles.com that will tell you how many thousands of people have read your articles, how many other e-zine article writers have used your articles, how many people have clicked actively to your website. You can get some really good immediate feedback that people are reading and using your content, and that should buoy your confidence that you want to do it some more. With Biznik, my goal was write 5 articles that earned an 8 or better on a scale of 1 to 10 so I could earn my expert badge.
Yes.
As a result of earning my expert badge, I've had numerous people sign up for my publicity workshops, numerous people buy my information products, and also post public compliments on the site to say you are really making a contribution to our success. It doesn't cost me anything to write down what it is that I know how to help people with, other than a little bit of time. But I gain so much in terms of the new customers that I have the opportunity to serve and the success I'm able to support. And the fact that these articles live on indefinitely on the Internet forever. I have to tell you this story, too. This is very funny. When I started my business in 2001, if you Googled my name, what you would find is that I ran 10K races really slowly. There was nothing there about what kind of expertise I developed. I challenge you to Google my name today and see how many hundreds of pages that come up that reinforce my expertise as a do-it-yourself publicity expert, a trainer, someone that you could like, trust, and respect in serving your needs.
And so many of those are related to articles that you have online?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And it, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. It happened brick by brick. So if you're trying to build a professional reputation for yourself, make the commitment that you're going to write 4 articles in 2009 and place them where your ideal people are going to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Write 4 articles and have them show up on your Internet search and reinforce your expertise. It doesn't cost you any out-of-pocket dollar. It brings you immediate return on your online reputation, and if that gets somebody closer to yes faster, it's a no-brainer.
You sold me.
Okay.
So let's move on to another one. This information is just great, Nancy. Really valuable.
Thank you.